All right. Welcome to Planning Commission tonight. Thank you for being here. We have Commissioner Marsh is excused tonight, and everyone else is here. And thank you for being here in public. If we have any public comments that are not on the agenda, now would be the time to come forward. And with no public comments, we will move to agenda item 3, consideration of a site plan approval for structural steel's main yard improvements. And we have Brian Dean as the applicant. And are you Mr. Dean?
Yeah, I'm a partner, Shane.
Great. Thank you for being here with us tonight. And Mackenzie.
It wouldn't be a meeting without some technical difficulties. We've gone too long. She's fixing the PowerPoint, and when she has it, she'll get it to my slide because I don't even have the clicker. So I'll just start. This is a site plan application for Structural Steel's main yard at 125 West 500 North. It's smack in the middle of our industrial park at the end of a road. It's across from a railroad, and then it's also sandwiched between the our road and then also the Front Runner line and that rail line right there. So the property is zone manufacturing distribution. It's 15.43 acres in size, used by Structural Steel. They have existing buildings on the property. This site plan application is only for site improvements. So they have an outdoor storage yard, basically, or a parking lot type area, and it hasn't been paved. And so what they're wanting to do is fix the drainage issues, pave the entire thing, as you can see on this plan, and also improve the landscaping up a little bit. The city code requires that when we have redevelopment of commercial or industrial sites that are over 5,000 square feet of impervious surface being disturbed or created, then it has to go through a site plan approval. So even though there's no building here, we still had to do it to make sure they come into compliance with the low impact development or LID standards. The minimum landscape percentage in the zone is 15%. The proposed site plan provides exactly 15% or 100,000 square feet of landscaping. They were very intentional with their landscaping, and DRC didn't feel like they needed to put a ton of effort into the landscaping because this property really isn't seen from any public road, but it is seen from the Front Runner. So if they were going to improve anything, maybe putting some trees along the Front Runner to block that view would be good. And they agreed to that, and that's on the landscape plan. So they've gone back and forth with our city engineer numerous times and have got the drainage package 100% ready to go and approved. The site plan is approved from her side of things, and the DRC is recommending that you guys approve this site plan application with no conditions. And I'm happy to answer any questions you have.
Great, thank you, Mackenzie. Any questions for Mackenzie or the applicant? Or any comment or discussion? And if not, we can move to a motion.
Chair, I'll move that the Planning Commission approve the site plan for Structural Steel's main yard improvements at 125 West 500 North with no conditions.
Thank you, Commissioner Tucker. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. And any comment or discussion on the motion? And all in favor say aye.
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 And any opposed? And it passes. Thank you. Thank you for that work on that side with the Front Runner. It's nice to just elevate some of those visual fields that do get seen some places. So thank you for your cooperation on that, and hope it goes smoothly for you. All right, and we will move to agenda item number 4, report on city council action items.
I thought I'd just stay up here.
It's you.
Because there's really not a ton to report on. The city council didn't have anything that you guys pushed forward to them or was relevant to this position, huh? On June 17th, and then we didn't have a meeting the first week in July from the 4th of July holiday and a lack of agenda items. So nothing to report there. I did want to thank you all so much for getting your required training done on time. We made it. We did it. And now we don't have to worry about it again until I'm back from maternity leave next year. Then I'll harass you again.
Crazy.
So, and the only other thing is the 2025 APA Fall Conference is being held at the Gateway this year. They're doing part of it at the Depot. And then the other part of it is going to be at the Megaplex Theater.
That's
in
cool.
The Gateway. Yeah. So Salt Lake, close. If you guys want to come, I'll send out a note or an email in the next week or so saying if you want to come, please RSVP to me. Tell me which days you want to go to. It's on October 9th and 10th. And as a reminder, if you attend one day, it counts as your 3 hours of related training for the entire year. I don't know that they have a Land Use 101 training at the conference this year. Haven't seen that on the agenda, but they normally do something that qualifies for you guys. So if you guys have any questions on any of that. Nope. Okay. That's all I had. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. And then approval of the minutes from June 10th. Any adjustments to the minutes? And if not, we can do a motion to approve.
Commissioner Jorgensen, offer a motion to approve the meeting minutes as drafted for the June 10th, 2025 Planning Commission meeting.
Thank you, Commissioner Jorgensen. And do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. And all in favor say aye.
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 And they are approved. And that is the end of the agenda. And we are adjourned.
Wow.
Sheesh.
That was pretty close to our best one.
Sheesh.